Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Hong Kong, opposing mob attacks and calling for the end of communism. Shenyun Symphony Orchestra kicks off 2019 tour in Taiwan. UK, Origin Bound wins award at Wales International Film Festival. France, young practitioners have memorable experiences at the 2019 Minghui Summer Camp. College freshmen expelled for doing Falun Gong exercises in dorm. And introducing Falun Gong at local events around the world. Now for the stories.
Hong Kong, opposing mob attacks and calling for the end of communism. Practitioners in Hong Kong gathered on October 1st to condemn the recent mob attack of a Falun Gong practitioner in Hong Kong. They demanded a stop to the human rights violations perpetrated by the Chinese Communist Party and an end to its 20-year persecution of Falun Gong. At the Maple Street Playground in Kowloon, practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and held a rally. Several government officials spoke at the event, urging the CCP to stop its brutalities, as well as congratulating the 342 million Chinese citizens who have quit the CCP. The CCP intensified its suppression of people in Hong Kong prior to October 1st, China's National Day, resulting in many accounts of physical abuse. One of them involved Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Liao, who was attacked by two mobsters on September 24th. At that time, she and two other practitioners had just finished a meeting in a police station. The attackers hit her numerous times with batons, causing severe bleeding. The case was reported to the police immediately. A spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association said that the recent clashes between Hong Kong residents and the CCP regime show the CCP's propensity to resort to violence. He said, "It tells us that the CCP has not only caused the biggest human rights disaster in this century, but has also extended it to Hong Kong." A number of elected officials gave speeches over the phone. They included members of the Hong Kong Legislative Council and the Taiwan Legislative Yuan. As the largest totalitarian regime in the world, the CCP has suppressed freedom of speech and assembly, basic human rights, and religious freedom, said one official. The rule of the CCP is despicable for people who embrace democracy and freedom. Therefore, I admire anyone who renounces the CCP. By persecuting Falun Gong and other Chinese citizens, the CCP is destined to fall, explained a Taiwan legislator counselor. The biggest risk for the CCP is not the challenge it faces politically. Rather, it develops from its violation of basic human rights. If the regime continues to brutally suppress people, it will be abandoned and become history, he said.
Shenyun Symphony Orchestra kicks off 2019 tour in Taiwan. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra began its 2019 tour at the Kaohsiung Cultural Center in Kaohsiung, Taiwan on September 18th. This is the orchestra's eighth season of presenting the soul-stirring qualities of classical Chinese instruments through the power of a Western symphony. In addition to original works by Shenyun composers, this year's program also includes pieces by classical composers. Zhang Rutai, board director of Lions Club International, attended a performance and said, "The overwhelming momentum of Shenyun music is like tens of thousands of steeds galloping ahead in battlefields. After watching the entire performance, I feel uplifted. I am full of positive energy. Shenyun can bring stability, peacefulness, and happiness to society. Shenyun is so wonderful that my palms have turned red due to so much clapping. You have to watch it in person so that you can experience how the traditional Chinese instruments and Western instruments are perfectly synchronized. It's beyond words." Su Kaiwei, a graduate jeweler gemologist from the Gemological Institute of America, attended the Shenyang Symphony Orchestra concert in Kaohsiung on September 21st. She said, "Shenyang's music is truly wonderful and soul-inspiring. The rhythmic structure is truly wonderful. The music sometimes is very powerful, with a tremendous momentum, and sometimes suddenly very peaceful and very quiet, which can grab and hold the audience's full attention. Some elements in the music can make you feel that your cells are suddenly reactivated, as if something we lost before was retrieved. It is full of energy, and it is an orchestra that can enlighten our lives. Such music can only be found in heaven. It can make people find the driving force of life," she said. The Shenyang Symphony Orchestra will perform in Taiwan, Canada, and the United States during its tour this year.
UK Origin Bound wins award at Wales International Film Festival. New Century Film Company Origin Bound made its European debut on September 2nd during the Wales International Film Festival. The film drew a great deal of attention, and leading actor Guang Yujiang won the Best Actor Award. Euro's Jones Evans, founder and CEO of the festival, said he was very touched by the film and its theme, The Power of Faith. "I understand the message conveyed by the film. It is especially important to keep our belief," he said. Samira Mohammed Ali, co-founder and chair of the festival, was moved to tears during the film. She said, "This is the movie we want to see." She hoped that all people would watch it and said she would introduce the film to her friends and family. Catherine John said she believed that the film's story can help more people understand what is happening in China today and what Falun Gong is. She said that the Western media's coverage of Falun Gong has so far focused on the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the group. She feels that the general public in the international community wishes to learn more about the practice of Falun Gong. She said, "I believe this film will draw a big audience." "The film Origin Bound is my true story," Jiang said during the awards ceremony. "I am a Falun Gong practitioner. Falun Gong is being persecuted in China. The story is about Falun Gong and the CCP's persecution." Jiang, the leading actor in the film, credits his award-winning performance to his belief in truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, the principles of Falun Gong. Jiang's speech during the award ceremony touched Mayor Bob Price and his wife. They were appalled to learn that Jiang had been forced to stay away from his homeland for nearly two decades due to his spiritual belief. Jiang's speech was praised by French film director and actress Elle Brosson. She was impressed by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. She said, "These are wonderful values that will make you feel the joy of life. As an actor, if you have this value in your heart, you will be happy in your real life outside the movie acting career." She added that she hoped to see more works like Origin Bound that gives hope for humanity and is full of positive energy.
France. Young practitioners have memorable experiences at the 2019 Minghui Summer Camp. The 2019 Minghui Summer Camp in France was held in a northeastern village close to Switzerland. For the past 8 years, young practitioners have benefited from the activities, which include studying the Falun Dafa teachings, group exercises, sending forth righteous thoughts, photography, as well as learning to make crafts. 37 young practitioners from France, Switzerland, and Germany, ages 4 through 17, attended the camp this year. They began each day with the Falun Dafa exercises. Even the rowdier children were able to calm down in the soothing but powerful energy field. After a 5-day photography course, they took many photos and video clips of their summer camp, which they planned to share with family and friends. 8-year-old Remy used to have trouble staying tranquil because of leg pain when he meditated at home. He enjoyed doing the meditation exercises with the other children at the camp and said he experienced a state of tranquility. He successfully endured a little pain and said he felt great afterwards. Remy's mother said she noticed that he could concentrate better after returning home from the camp. The camper's parents noticed that their children were more willing to do the exercises after they attended the camp. One parent said, "My kids sent forth righteous thoughts on time and studied the Fa on time after they returned home. They talk about their experiences at the camp every day." The young practitioners spent 2 hours each morning learning classical Chinese dance. Two artists from Shenyun Performing Arts were their special teachers. After several rehearsals, the campers gave a performance on the last day of the camp. All the camp teachers, as well as local residents from the village, attended. They also demonstrated the 5 sets of Falun Gong exercises. Local residents learned about Falun Gong and traditional Chinese culture through the performance. With detailed planning and everyone's cooperation, the camp went smoothly in an agreeable and caring atmosphere.
College freshman expelled for doing Falun Gong exercises in dorm. Ms. Yuan Chun Xiao had her college dream shattered for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a peaceful meditation based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance that has been persecuted by the Chinese communist regime since 1999. The 20-year-old freshman was expelled from school on July 4, 2019. A native of Harbin City, Heilongjiang Province, Ms. Yuan began practicing Falun Gong in 2016. With improved health, she received better grades and was admitted to Nanjing University of Posts and Telecommunications in Jiangsu Province in September 2018, becoming a freshman in the School of Optoelectronic Engineering. Ms. Yuan's roommate saw her doing the Falun Gong exercises in the dorm on May 1, 2019, and reported her to a counselor, who then urged her to give up her belief. As she refused, the counselor reported Ms. Yuan to the school's security department. 4 officers from the security department, including the director, met with Ms. Yuan on May 12th. Officer Chen Peng took notes of the interrogation on his computer. Ms. Yuan refused to renounce her belief. As no law criminalizes Falun Gong and her right to freedom of belief should be protected. She, however, succumbed under pressure from the officers and wrote a statement against her will on May 13th, promising she'd stop practicing Falun Gong. The officers confiscated her Falun Gong books and informational materials and passed them to the police. On May 28, the university announced that Ms. Yuan would be on probation for 1 year. Ms. Yuan decided in early June to rescind the statement she'd written against her will and began to do Falun Gong exercises again in her dorm. When officers from the security department talked to her again, Ms. Yuan explained that practicing Falun Gong is allowed by the Chinese constitution. She also declared that she voided the previous statement. Officials from both Student Affairs and the Security Department then met with her on July 1st. The Director of Student Affairs asked that she drop out of school or she would be expelled. Ms. Yuan refused to quit school on her own initiative as she had done nothing wrong by practicing Falun Gong. Both the former counselor who reported her to campus police and the incoming counselor were in this meeting. After the new academic year started on August 25th, Ms. Yuan found herself unable to register for classes. When she asked about it, officials said she had been expelled. When her parents went to the school for clarification, they were provided with a copy of the expulsion notice. Issued by the president's office on July 4th, the document was copied to the Chinese Communist Party office, university office, academic office affairs, Security Department, Youth League Committee, and all schools on campus.
Introducing Falun Gong at local events around the world. Falun Gong practitioners regularly hold activities and participate in local community events to introduce the practice to the public and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution. Reports were recently received from local events in the U.S., Finland, India, Norway, and Japan. Houston, Texas. Practitioners participated in the Senior Expo and Health Fair held at the Bayou City Event Center in Houston, Texas on September 25th. The event was sponsored by Senior Trade Shows, an expo of resources for citizens 55 and older. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to demonstrate the exercises on stage during the expo. The event coordinators recorded it and several people took photos. Albany, New York. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the 38th annual Lark Fest in Albany, New York on September 21st. The event is the biggest single-day festival in Upper New York State. Upwards of 80,000 attend this popular street festival each year. Finland. Practitioners in Helsinki introduced Falun Gong and raised awareness about the persecution on September 21st. Recent mainstream media reports on a forum discussing the CCP's organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience had a big impact on the public. Many people stopped by the Falun Gong booth and told practitioners they had seen the reports, and they wanted to sign the petition to condemn the persecution. Bangalore, India. Practitioners from Bangalore were invited to demonstrate the exercises at a jewelry company on September 21st. The owner and employees of the company had passed by the Falun Gong stand at a nearby flower show and paused to watch and read the information. After a practitioner told them about Falun Gong, they invited the practitioner to introduce the practice to the company's 70 employees. Stavanger, Norway. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the annual Healthy Life Expo in Stavanger, Norway on September 20th through 22nd. They were invited to give two keynote speeches during the event. Nagoya, Japan. Practitioners held activities in the busiest part of downtown Nagoya, Japan on September 22nd. Many people learned about Falun Gong and signed the petition protesting the persecution. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.